I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Second down. A pick. A boot. Williams running. Caleb Williams in the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? Now they say yes. A touchdown. 17 yards. And the Bears have taken the lead.
Hell yeah! Hey, let me say, I got two game balls here. Man, let me tell you something now. This next guy, man, he's got ice in his veins now. And if you don't believe it now, you just wait, man. The best is yet to come, 18. Here we go, buddy!
This goes to everybody in here. It's not just me. I mean, offensive line, you know, I mean, hell of a game. You know what I mean?
Yes,
I took that one sack in the beginning, but hell of a game to y'all, you know, keeping us going. The energy, the effort on the sidelines. Between the offense, obviously I'm not able to be on the sideline with y'all defense, but the energy, you know, the consistency that, like Coach said, not to waver. And y'all did the same on defense. They scored or whatever happened. When it came down to it, we needed each other. We always come through every single time.
Come on.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
It's
gonna get better.
It's gonna get better.
You better get better.
You better get better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
Bears.
That's from the Bears locker room. By the way, I got an update on good, better, best gate.
You got an update?
Yeah, we were given attribution by our friends at CHGO.
Yes. Yes.
Now say you're sorry to Luke Stuckmeyer.
Luke Stuckmeyer, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for calling you out. I saw a tweet that was giving you credit for it, and then I thought maybe you didn't give us credit for it, and I was wrong to assume that, and I apologize. He was listening to this show and heard it and mentioned it, and that's good. We can all go back to being one happy big media family.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is that good enough for you?
Didn't sound that convincing.
Yeah, I didn't find it particularly sincere.
I'll send you a check.
Alex, did you feel that? Did you feel that?
I did.
Thank you.
Alex,
very apologetic.
Do you feel anything at all?
These are the questions. These are the questions. Football Talk on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman's new season starts streaming November 16th. I am so looking forward to this.
I know you are.
I love this show, and I like the Taylor Sheridan universe. I like it a lot. I've been watching Tulsa King with Stallone, and it's fascinating. So shout out to them. I'm glad they're on board on Paramount Plus.
I'm a very lucky man because I grew up with parents who loved music of all kinds, and I just drank it up and drank it in, and then I discovered other kinds of music, and I really appreciate a lot of jazz. I appreciate a lot of classical. I love rock and roll. I've learned and, you know, eventually loved all different kinds of stuff. Whatever. Mike Mulligan made a musical comp yesterday morning on The Score about Caleb Williams. And I was like, damn it, why didn't I think of that? And Mully knows his music very, very well.
Mully is sneaky logical. I mean, logical. He's sneaky learned about music.
Big time.
Sneaky.
I remember when I was producing a show for him at The Score in the 90s, and I was playing at a break. I was playing James Brown's Funky People, which was a great compilation of all the Sidemen from James Brown's universe. And he's like, what is that? And we got to talking about it, and I've talked funk and soul for decades since.
The thing about Mully, too, that's always shocking to me, because he's an old soul, but he knows more about the new stuff than I do.
It's kids, man.
He stays engaged.
He stays engaged. He listens to what his kids listen to.
He can give you a thought on Charlie XCX if you want.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was listening to some Tyler, the Creator, with my son last night.
Tyler's in a bit of trouble these days.
Is he?
Yeah, he's... He had done a lot of Edgelord stuff, and then,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All right. And then when D'Angelo died...
Should I take it out of Ruben's musical diet?
No, not at all.
Force it out of the diet?
You absolutely should not.
Okay,
you should let him learn about the art and how Tyler has evolved from those days to where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he was trying to have, like, a really sincere discussion about D'Angelo, and people went all Tyler, their creator, on him.
That's unfortunate.
Another apology ready to go on deck there, Speaks? Or did that one take everything
this time
out
make
of
it believable, please?
Let me try my Luke one again, all right?
I feel like maybe you shouldn't. I feel like you should probably just let it alone.
Hey, Luke Stegmaier, I was wrong to assume that you didn't give us credit. We heard that you did, so thank you. All right, good.
Awful now, announcing. Okay. Radio host issues lukewarm apology to Luke Stegmaier.
Lukewarm. Lukewarm apology. So anyway... Mully, with a dynamite musical analogy, just kind of tossed into a question to Clay Harbor as he was sailing the beautiful shores of Clay Harbor yesterday morning on their show.
This idea that the coach is trying to get the player to buy into his scheme and do the things that he wants done, not to do. Caleb is a player, is almost like this great jazz musician, and now he's trying to lead the orchestra, and those are contradictory ideas, but he's adapting pretty solidly to it while maintaining his ability to kind of go off on his own a little bit.
I love the simplicity of that idea of putting those things together. Caleb is a jazz musician who's being asked to lead the orchestra. So, like, now be the conductor. So you've got this great innate sense of freedom and jazz in the way that you play.
But didn't Count Basie actually do that, though?
Yeah. Some people can do it. Absolutely. Absolutely. You can. Like, some incredible jazz musicians can cross over, but that's pretty rare. That's Count Basie about. You know, what are we talking about? Duke Ellington
Could
lead an orchestra. Quincy Jones could do both. You know?
Yeah.
But like, that's a small little section.
Collection of genius.
Oh, and I started thinking about all my friends of mine who
collection of genius.
Started thinking about friends of mine who are jazz musicians, or like friends who are classical musicians and conductors, and how rare it is to be able to do that. And I think that's a great way to describe the ask of young Caleb Williams. Because sometimes you're up there leading the orchestra, it ain't about you. So often, it really ain't about you. Your job is to let the woodwinds shine, or let the brass shine, or let the concertmaster violinist shine, let whoever else shine. But you just got to be rock solid. They got to trust you and your stability and your leadership and your time. You got to always be on time. They look to you to be on time. So you can't be a guy who's like fancy free and playing around. You got to be locked and loaded. I think it's a beautiful musical analogy from Mike Mulligan.
Can I stay inside the analogy and have a little fun with it?
Please.
When I think about Caleb in conducting, I think about the Bugs Bunny skit with the opera singer, with Ben Johnson being Bugs Bunny and Caleb being the opera singer. Where Bugs is like, get up here. No, get on up here. Let's see it. Let's see it. Now go here. Now here. Now over there.
Is Ben that playful? Is Ben that playful?
Well, if you remember, Bugs was not playing. In that particular episode, he was furious at the guy, and he gave him the business down there.
But imagine being Ben, and you're like, man, I need a conductor, but I got a jazz guy. I got a wild soul. I got a guy who thinks he's Coltrane. You know, hey, Coltrane, you know, like, what are you doing?
You got the guy that thinks he might be Miles Davis. Yeah.
Well, there are people who tell you that Coltrane was a better improviser than Miles. You know?
How dare you?
Oh, no. I could see it. I could see it.
Hey, Coltrane. Let's go, man.
Dude, that's... Hey, Coltrane. The nickname. And that's Gene
sure
Hackman.
It's one of the nicknames Murph called me.
Oh,
no.
Gene Hackman says that to somebody in Royal Tenenbaums. It's awful. It's totally...
I'm sorry to hear that, Lawrence.
On the edge of racist right there in Royal Tenenbaums. Intentionally.
It was a lot when I was in the chair. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot that happens when that takes place.
I'm honestly surprised that I survived it all. And that other people survived it.
Yeah, I think so.
There were moments, though, when every now and again...
Texter asks if that makes Ben Johnson the composer. Yes. Ben is Shostakovich, or Ben is Tchaikovsky.
I thought he was playing for the Bulls.
Shostakovich?
Didn't they pick him up?
He went to Illinois. He was part of the whole, the Illinois.
Big time onions!
the whole kind of Slavic connection. But it kind of puts it in context for me. And this is from yesterday when Ben is talking about Caleb, because he talks about how great he is at the improv and how much he loves it. He doesn't want to quell that, but he always is also trying to point out that he could conduct the orchestra a little better. And I feel like that is under everything that he says. Hell, even in the tape at the beginning of the segment, when he gives the man the game ball, was that like the most understated, like, big things are coming down the road. Best is yet to come. But yeah, we will go ahead and give you the game ball. It's like he doesn't want to just fully give it up for the man yet.
It's always interesting, too, the way that quarterbacks overall are treated in some of those moments. When you have a veteran guy that's done a lot of stuff, like, for example, you have Dan Campbell, who will, like, go in, like, emotionally with Jared Goff to, like, give him a game ball. But maybe when you're Ben at this moment with Caleb, that you kind of have to be like, okay, I want this guy to enjoy this moment, but there's still more work that we have to get done. Not that he's parsing out the praise, but you saw the difference between CJ Gardner-Johnson and Caleb.
Without a doubt. And it's Ben is trying to... He's trying to build this quarterback the way that he wants to. Here's Ben from yesterday highlighting Caleb, but still pointing out the stuff that got missed.
We just watched the whole game together. He made a number of really, really good plays that we needed in the moment. And there's a handful of them that, you know, we talked about. And in hindsight, you might play him a little bit different. Same thing for me as a play caller. There's a number of calls that I probably want back. In those two particular instances, the first one, we felt like we had enough time to hang in the pocket and throw that ball to DJ without breaking contain. And it's a balancing act for him. He feels the pressure, and like I've been saying all along, he's got a natural ability to know when to escape and carry on. And that's not something that we want to take away from his game, but we are encouraging at times when we see it where we can hang in there and either get the throw down the field or check the ball down. So the one to DJ, we felt like there was some space over the top there that we might be able to throw him open into in the end zone. And then the second one is, if I remember it right, it's we had a number of crossers on that play, and I thought a couple guys popped. It's a play that we hit. He threw really well in practice. We felt good about, and it's probably another one that he felt like he felt the pressure, got out of it, but we could probably hang in there and deliver that ball down the field.
It's great stuff. And Alex points out that first play that he's talking about where he didn't have to break contain to get it to DJ is the one that Matt Bowen mentioned on our show about an hour ago. And I love it. And the way that Bowen described it, like that's the next level in Caleb's development. It fits the stuff. Bowen said it, and now, of course, Ben is saying it way better than I've been trying to say it, where I get frustrated with like the full orbit scramble where he leaves the pocket completely. These guys are talking about it in a better way. Just get to the next platform. You can just move around a little, get to the next platform, and get your guy on that way.
I don't know if we'll ever get the answer to this, maybe when his career is all said and done, but trying to figure out what's going on in Caleb's mind in those moments is really interesting to me on what he's thinking. He usually will try and get depth as a scrambler, the orbit scramble like we're talking about. And then what happens? Like, then is it like, okay, I got depth and I know that my arm's good enough, so if I gave up 10 yards, I can get those 10 yards back if someone breaks wide and I'm able to get them the ball. Or is it like, now I can see everything? Like, the pocket's muddled. There's been pressure. I can't quite see what I want. Now I've got room to see. That's, and again, my arm is really strong, so I can make up for the ground that I lost on the particular play.
That's really interesting. And I think he thinks about it as the full-on second play. Okay, now we're in the scramble drill, and we're in a different play. And I think what Ben was saying and what Bowen was saying is like, see it as an extension of the current play you're on. Like, the guy will keep moving, and he kind of will keep a route going to help you out instead of seeing it as that full. Because when he does the orbit scramble, he loses eye contact with everybody.
I wonder how honest like any quarterback would be if asked that question. I'm not saying that they're trying to not tell you the truth, but some of it is so instinctual. Can you even describe like what's going on in your mind as that is going on? Because if there was no one trying to tackle you, that would be one thing.
Yeah.
But there are also people trying to tackle you. And then Caleb's like, well, now I have to dip here to get away from this guy. Yeah. I'm going to spin away from this guy. And now I'm going to recollect myself, look down the field, and try to make a throw.
Like, right. Where is everybody again?
The athleticism and the eye discipline.
Yeah, well, because you lose eye contact, though. When you do that, you're spinning and you're doing that thing. Of course, you're losing connectivity with where the targets are.
It's pretty crazy.
It really is.
And I hope that it lasts and he doesn't end up paying a price for it physically.
Uh-huh.
Because those plays are that. Did you see? I put it on Instagram yesterday. You see what the Bears social media team did?
Oh yeah, the Houdini thing on the with black and white.
They did like an old timey.
Phenomenal. They're killing it these days.
Yes.
Yeah, they're killing it. They did the Rome thing last week with all his blocking, and then Rome started his post game interview session by saying, "Thanks, Dad, for all the targets." Amazing.
And this thing with Caleb, where they have him as an escape artist, like Charlie Chaplin style film, black and white. Like, whoever did that clearly has a background in film.
Yeah.
And I don't mean making movies. I mean film. And it was awesome to see that. I was happy to share it.
I got a couple musician friends checking in via text, and I'm sitting here. I also Googled, like, jazz musicians who have conducted orchestras.
Okay.
You know? And it's like, it's Count Basie, like you said. It's Duke Ellington. It's Benny Goodman. It's Stan Kenton. It's Charles Mingus. It's like, what there really isn't very much of is classical guys who then crossed over to jazz. That's pretty darn infrequent.
So do you just get on a track of being a conductor classically and you just stay on that track? Like maybe at some point you were a musician and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to
do this. Yeah. I don't know. It's a great question.
There's got to be some sort of crossover. We got to, someone who listens to this show is part of a part of CSO or something and can tell us.
Well,
right?
You know, yeah, what the path is for a conductor, but it's a jazz guy, and I just gave you a few of them who did that there. And it's one musician friend says Andre Previn was a conductor. And then also was a great jazz pianist. So there's a name. You can add that in. This will all be coming up in categories on Thursday. You know, I'll be doing a jazz band leader category. How will that go, you think?
I think we just did it. I think we just finished it.
I think we just finished it.
Yeah. Quincy.
Yep.
Gets to go on there. Quincy, though, kind of did a little bit of classical along with jazz.
He did.
And standards and pop music.
Can I tell you my favorite thing about Duke Ellington? Just
sure.
Because we have a chance, and how often do you have that? He once met the Queen at the peak of his musical powers. He met the Queen, and the Queen said, "Mr. Ellington, I'm a fan of your music." And he said, "Well, my lady, this is a memorable experience, and I'm sure some music will come out of this." And he went home, and he wrote the Queen's Suite, okay? And he recorded it with his orchestra, and he pressed one copy on vinyl and sent it to the Queen and never published it.
That's pretty dope.
That's how much music came out of that guy. He's like, I don't need to put this one out.
No, we can just give this directly to the
Queen Suite. And it has since come out decades later, and it's absolutely as beautiful as anything that the man ever did.
Talk about having your own theme music.
The Queen had a suite that Duke Ellington wrote.
Trust God, that's the Queen's music.
Oh my God! That's the Queen's music.
There you go.
Hollywood Shuffle would be happy.
And then he wrote another one for Derek Queen of the New Orleans Pelicans.
And I'm going to get you, sucker. Derek Queen.
He's pretty good.
He's a good player.
He's pretty good. Yeah, no, he's fun.
By the way, our buddy Paul Papps. Yes. It's funny because we were just talking about Paulie today. His ears must have been burning. He said, "Hard count, Basie." That's Caleb. He's hard count,
Basie. That's strong. Texture's saying Henry Mancini, Brian Setzer, Glenn Miller. There we go.
That's right, Brian Setzer. Yeah, this is the name of the thing.
He does conduct an orchestra.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.